your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set?
Okay.
Cocked.
Jesus.
Oh, cocked, man. Locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to all of your instructors at USAPrepares.com, including Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Matt is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota, and Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us today. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning. I love your laughter. Every time we come on, you start the show laughing, and sometimes there's a little more sinister in your laughter. It's wonderful.
Well, maybe it's because today I was reading the email that you sent me about how to kill a drone.
You're so militant. I love it. Republicans, well, all unite. Get all your guns and aim in the same place. Something.
Well, you know, Rick, seriously, I've been thinking about these drones. And, you know, I get on the tractor and I look up and I look down and, you know, and I look at these, I look at the chemtrails. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I've said if a drone is flying over my farm, you know, at low altitude, I don't think it's doing me any favors. I don't think it's doing me any good. And
It is a hazard. It's the, you know, they don't have the regulations on moving aircraft like that because they're unmanned. And because of that, they fall under a different category of safety to the public. And I watched this movie that just came out, Captain America. And they have, was it Captain America? I don't know which one it is, but they have these insects that are drones. And that is a technology that we're now moving toward, little micro cameras. It's like there's nothing private anymore, anywhere, anything. It's interesting. I don't know what it all is going to mean. However, I would say that's as good a reason as any for you to get your behind together and learn to, you know, get out of this place, because if you get to reincarnate back, imagine the world you get to come back to. That's
Rick,
a good reason to try to evolve.
Yeah. Rick, I was at the National Association of Broadcasters annual convention in Las Vegas a few weeks ago. And there was, you know, they've got lots and lots of rooms and thousands of people, I think 92,000 people were at this convention.
Yeah, that's huge.
It was huge. And so they had a lot of different exhibits. They had exhibits for microphones and wireless transmission equipment and broadband equipment and video capture and video transmission and all kinds of codecs and all equipment that was just mind-boggling. Well, they also had several American companies there displaying their drones. And, I mean, there was no shortage of drones. And I guess the idea was if you want to broadcast something and you can't get over there and you want to get it remotely, you want to get the video feed remotely, you can with your drone. And, like, you know, two people can pick up one of these drones and be the size of a hula hoop, but it has multiple electric engines, or electric motors, I should say, with propellers. And these things can hover, and they can fly forward, backward, up, down, hover. And they can support a camera. And then the cameras have controls and tilt and pan and zoom. And it was quite fascinating, the articulation of this equipment. Well, that's for consumers and commercial purposes. Now, that probably pales in comparison to what the military has.
The military, yeah. Well, that's how they guide their missiles now with, you know, laser targeting and so on. It's just Brave New World.
Rick, back in the 1970s, I had just graduated from the university with my undergraduate degree, and in finance and economics. And then I went on at night for my master's degree. And this is just a short story I'd like to share with you. And so one of the MBA professors said, you know, in order to maximize your income, you'll need to change jobs 3 times in your career. And that's, you know, this is back in the 70s when you could actually have a career, or you thought you might have a career. You'd start with a company and, you know, ultimately settle within the final company that you end up working for a long time. Well, I had already been working for a Fortune 100 company as a computer systems designer back in the 70s. And he had told me that. And so for a lark, I was reading the Wall Street Journal during my lunch hour, and I was playing the stock market, the penny stocks, because I was a finance trainee, I guess. And so I saw this advertisement for a computer systems top person in a government agency. So just for fun, literally for fun, I sent my resume to this government agency. I just wanted to see if this thing about getting an MBA really worked, and if you really could get a 35% salary increase just by having your MBA. Well, I got a response almost immediately, and they said, come on down. I said, I didn't want to say I was only kidding, because they were really serious about bringing me down to, and it was a couple hundred mile trip for this interview. Finally, they kept insisting, just please come down. You know, we think you're the guy to design this computer system for the government. So I went down, and I went to the interview, and I thanked him, and I left, and they said, okay. And they kept offering me more and more and more money. Finally, they went to the Secretary of Labor for the state, and they did an override to give me a higher salary than anyone has ever been given for that job. And then they decided they would give me a moving bonus. And they put so much money on the table, it was impossible for me to say no. Well, I took this job, and what I'm trying to tell you is that this government position, they told me that I was to design a computer system to help people receive benefits and get independent from and not having a job. So I built this computer system, and I was thinking that I was doing the right thing. I was really helping people. But what it turned out to be is one more of those computer systems to track we the people. And to this day, I regret it. But what I'm saying, Rick, is what you were talking about. You know, we think that we're doing the right thing. So these guys that build these drones saying, you know, we can, you know, if there's a forest fire, we can send a drone over there, and we can have the video, and we'll know exactly where it is, and we can send the crew in, and less people will get hurt, and, you know, it'll be better for everybody. But then the government gets a hold of these things, and they say, yeah, but can we put a bazooka on there? Can we put a rocket on there? How about, you know, napalm? Can we drop napalm with it? How about biologicals? Can we drop biologicals right through the window of that building? You know, that's the kind of stuff that I think they think about. And then, you know, the guys like me who designed that kind of stuff, we weren't thinking that. We were thinking that we were doing the right thing. But we were pawns. We were pawns, and we were manipulated. That's what I'm saying, Rick.
When I graduated with my master's at Delaware, I remember Boeing Company came all the way to that campus in Newark, Delaware, sat down at a table with me, and offered me, I had my master's, offered me a doctorate position at Boeing, and offered to bring me home to Seattle, where I'd grown up. They'd come all the way across the United States just to get me. And the guy there was insistent. I started started off as a GS-10 and eventually became a GS-18. That rank or level does not even exist in most government positions. Like the post office does not have a GS-18. You only find that in the sciences. And I remember starting to work at Boeing, and I was so proud because of they put me through the process of getting my secret clearance, my top secret clearance, and then eventually I got vault permits, which today they call above top secret. But really what it was is an allowance to be able to go into certain vaults without a need to know. In other words, I was a reader like 3 days of the Condor. I had no idea what I was looking at, which means I wasn't going in there to look at a document. I was grabbing documents to see how they might fit in a non-related way. Today, we have computers that do that with algorithms using keyword searches and serendipity and synergy. I remember developing those protocols for computers even back in the early 70s with Project Parafile. But I remember that the disappointment I came to realize that what I was doing, all of this wonderful education, was toward weapons. It was not about the advancement of man and having a better life or a higher quality of life. It was about defense. And while I kind of got it at first as a graduate student coming out, it was an eye-opener for me. And at some point, I literally picked up my marbles and went into agriculture. I didn't go to graduate school all those years, all that under a microscope, to become a weapon developer. And it really bothered me. When we did synthetic telepathy, that could have been used for the hearing impaired. There were kinds of applications for that that would have moved man forward. You'll notice that even 45 years later, they're not using that technology for the hearing impaired. Why? There was a change in technologies from the 70s to the 80s. In the 70s, when I was first out of grad school, you could study whatever you wanted, had no idea where it was going to go, and that's okay because it's new technology. However, in the 80s, there was never any impetus for new technology anymore. It was all about application. It either had an application or finance or whatever money, or it was not.
Hold that thought, Rick. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rick, just before the broadcast, I sent out a post on Facebook, and I said in 5 minutes, you know, 9 to 11 Central Time, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. And we'll have a special today. Who is Dr. Richard Allen Miller? Stories. And I got a response immediately back from C.J. A. Brooks. And it simply says, my favorite. So,
what? The stories are the grumpy old man losing his mind.
Well, hey, Rick, let me share with you this, and then we'll get into some stories about, who is Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Yesterday, I was out there with the cows, feeding the cows out in the tractor, and I look up, and in the eastern sky, I saw chemtrails, and they're getting bold. Rick, this one, it was in the form of an X. I mean, and it wasn't at different altitudes. It was at the same altitude. So now they're drawing pictures in the sky. And there's no cloud.
Kind of like a crop circle from a particle beam weapon, huh?
Yeah. So, Rick, what I'm saying is these guys are really getting bold, and they're saying, you can't even stop us, even if we do something as blatant as this. So, Rick, literally, they drew an X across half the sky.
Trying to set up a solid cover. They'll go seven this way, five that way. It's, and my current sources of information that I deem credible are getting creepier by the moment. Listen, it costs $250,000 an hour to run an aircraft like that. All right, so you've got, let's say, 1 hour. Not five. Let's say 1 hour going across the horizon, and you count 40 of those. Mm-hmm. I have counted 48 of them just last week, and now we have this weird rain where it washes out and down into the ground, into our food, into the garden, into the air you're breathing. And how about this as a vector? So, remember remember about 15 years ago when all the biochemists started disappearing?
Yeah, they did.
I don't know if you remember that or not, but there was a mortality ratio. If you went into certain forms of biochemistry, you disappeared or were murdered. I don't know if you remember
about,
that. That was about 15 years ago.
I do. You're talking about Aberdeen and Maryland. And
Yeah. Those guys. Where did they go? What happened? What's that about? Well, my vector is now suggesting that some of them are going to hold the earth as ransom for the air you breathe. And it's just creepy. The further I go down this rabbit hole, the weirder it gets. And when I talk about a bio-API, those are capitalized words. You can look it up on the Internet. Wiki has bio-API. It is a brain-computer interface in what Kurzweil calls transhumanism. And I have no idea. This is technology that is now obviously happening because I remember being in the lab trying to figure out how we're going to do that. What they've done essentially is take a life form, a new bacterial created in a laboratory life form, and it acts like a nanobite, creating a polymer that when laced with cadmium or barium will attract water vapor and lock it into stasis. And that could be the interface that they're seeking, because every single person now is infected with it. I've got three different laboratories that have been doing swabs in your mouth. There it is. It's in everybody. Now, it's easy to take out. It's easy to kill. The way you do it is electrostatic fields. You get a Van de Graaff generator, put your hand on it, and watch your hair stand out on end, and that wipes it out of your body. However, the second you take another intake of air, a glass of water, or food, you're already infected again. And I'm guessing there's going to be some kind of accountability on this. So potential is unbelievable in terms of blackmailing the earth.
Rick, when we come back, I'm going to share with you a question that I've asked the meetup group several times over the last couple of months. And we don't have enough time to do it right now. But right after this break, I'll share with you the question that I asked the group. And the response was quite surprising. It's about our health. Dr. Richard L. Miller and I will be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, tomorrow, hour number two, we're going to be doing a special story section or a broadcast about banks. So if you've got a story, firsthand story about banks, a banking experience that you'd like to share with us, please call in. And the number to call in to USAPrepares.com is 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to call and talk to Rick, today you can use that same number, 866-582-9933. And so tomorrow we're going to talk about banks, and I've got a banking story that I'd like to share with you. And so if you've got some praise for banks, we can do that. If you've got some firsthand stories that, you know, didn't work out too well for you with banks, and you'd like to name those banks, as long as it's a true story, you can call in. So that's tomorrow, hour number two. Hour number one, we're going to talk about telephones, and we're going to talk about how you can be spied on with telephones with Mike Nash. He's the inventor of the privacy case. He's got some information that I talked to him about the Bundy Ranch, how cell phones were tracked at the Bundy Ranch. And right now we're talking with Rick Miller, and here's the story, Rick. So I was at the meetup many, many weeks, and actually for 3 years, once a week. And over the last several weeks, I started asking questions about physical health and the experiences that people were having. And I said, do any of you have any joint pain? Are any of you feeling any tenderness in your joints, you know, like your hands? Rick, like I'd say a third to half of the room raised their hands.
Yeah, there's something going on in the atmosphere that's affecting health. There's no question.
And it's affecting me too. I mean, my hands actually ache. They ache all night long. So whatever these guys are doing to me, it's working.
And okay. The more challenge that has been associated with this is actually a larger organism, possibly a nematode that has been mutated from the Challenger experiments. You know, when Morgellons first appeared, it was in the same vector of where the crash site from the Challenger fell. That was the only thing that was living were the nematode. And the consensus now is there was a crossing or interbreeding of a bacteria in the xenosphere that is never meant to be on Earth or interface with Earth-like organisms. And when that explosion occurred, it created a hybrid. And the vector from where it showed in Florida all the way through into California is, in fact, the fall trajectory of where the nematode fell that survived that explosion. Now, whether or not it's a nematode or not, it turns out treating Morgellons as if it's a nematode, which is a larger organism than what we're talking about in this polymer, what the bacteria is, this new life form, it has a Latin genus and species name to it now, too. We've even identified it. It was created in a laboratory. It's a brand new bacteria that is very small, verging on a large virus in terms of its size. That means it's in the nanometer range. And it is essentially like a nanobot creating this polymer structuring that will then allow the capture of moisture. And that's what they're doing in our atmosphere. For what purpose? I have no idea. What is the biological aspect or vector to that? I talk about joint pain. That could be a larger organism interfacing with this polymer, and that could be the nematode that's in your body. I don't know. I'm like in the middle of trying to research this, and each week I get a little bit more closer to the truth, and it gets creepier. By the way, this is the problem of today, is that information is no longer about truth. It is a weapon. There is so much information that it can be used in a manipulative form by your ways of hearing, like NLP. If I say something, you will hear something different because of the way your brain filters. And that technology has extended now into a whole realm of newness where the battle for Earth is going on the Internet. Information is no longer about truth. It's a weapon. And that, you know, the place that we all of us need to do now is go internal and have our own opinion, even if it's different than mine. That's God's will. That's the part of it where we can't see the bigger picture, where your belief and mine might be in conflict with each other. In fact, it is serving a purpose for something more. And what I'm discovering now is that the answers to my questions for myself, I only find them inside. I don't find them on the Internet. I'm not finding them anywhere except when I go internal.
Very interesting.
I don't know what to say about your disease, your arthritis. I had some of that happening for me because of all my joints. You know, I've got metal in them. Some of that's related to earthquakes. There is a relationship. Your body is a harmonic resonator. And when there's events going on in the physical world, like an earthquake or a coronal mass ejection, your body will respond to that and start ringing. And that may be one level of arthritis. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not the only one.
That's the deal.
I'm not the only one.
Scary part.
Rick, I'm not the only one that's experiencing this in our area.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking with
magnesium
with all
is, you know, taking an Epsom salt bath is helpful. That is your largest organ in your body is your skin. And we know magnesium has some very important relevance in arthritis and inflammation. And so taking an Epsom salt bath is probably a good thing to do, to sit there and have a nice beer or something while you're relaxing. I don't know about that part. What I'm doing now is I'm changing my diet. And the problem is, it's in everything. That's what the research is showing now. It is in everything. You can take a swab in your mouth, and there it is.
And, Rick, that's what angers me so much about this, because I look at those cows, and I'm actually seeing now that our cows are having a tough time. We have some that are limping. And
yeah.
I have a feeling they have joint pain. And
well, I think it's all vectored, and you realize that those chemtrails, those geoengineering, is at $250,000 an aircraft per hour, plus the propellant, which is who's profiting from that?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the one making it?
Well, you know, I wonder if the same thing is happening to the guys that are involved in this that happened to you and me, where we were actually thinking that we were doing good for society. Me with my computer system.
Misdirection.
Yeah. Lying. They lied to us. They were, and you know, and then I started thinking this morning about this. I was thinking that governments, no matter what government agency you go into today, it doesn't matter whether it be Department of Revenue, sales tax, license, no matter what government agency, Social Security, it doesn't matter. Every single one of them has a tracking system to track who you are when you go in.
And basically that's why they took sciences and compartmentalized it. What makes me unique is my broad range of interests and background. And because of that, I'm able to step back and look at bigger pictures. And that does not exist in the sciences anymore. They have so compartmentalized solid-state physics, for example, that it takes five different kinds of mechanics to repair your car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also in medicine. So if you go to a doctor...
Medicine, that's correct.
They'll say, well, wait a minute. You have a problem with your sinuses. And you know, I don't do sinuses. I do hands.
Specializing.
Or knees. Or, you know, I only do knees. Or I only do hips. Or I only do, you know, throats. Or I only do lungs. I mean, these guys are so specialized, they have no idea that the rest of the body's connected to the lung. It's amazing.
Speaking of which, I have a friend right now that has a bad heart problem and is dying. And he's a vet, and they're about to do him by either replacing the heart or replacing a part of the heart, like a valve, or to repair the heart, to fix the valve. Now, if you had one of three choices, which one would you choose? And it turns out my friend is probably going to go on a replacement heart because there's less complication. And the people that repair organs rather than replace them is a much more difficult direction in medicine. How does that work?
Yeah, and also, Rick, I believe... Or this is the way it used to be. If you had a heart valve replacement, they used a mechanical valve. You had to be on Coumadin or a blood thinner, you know, for the rest of your life. You know, rat poison for the rest of your life.
Well, there's other the blood thinners available. I use cloitinase, which is an enzyme, and my doctor had me sign a special waiver. did that on this one hip. Turned out half his nursing staff started, they switched over to Cloytonase over Coumadin. You know, medicine is not about making you better. It's making you dependent.
You know, that's a very valid point, Rick, because most people don't look at it that way, but I believe you're absolutely right. And
it's like repairing a car. Why would they want to design a DeLorean when it takes care of an entire industry of different kinds of auto parts, Mopar, replacement, you know, where you have to go to special school and learn how to use their oscilloscope, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, just try to get your car fixed today, class. Try to get out from a car dealership with a repair bill of less than $500. It's almost impossible. And if you want to have your oil changed at Mercedes, it's at least $130. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and I'll be right back. RichardAllenMiller.com. Richard A-L-A-N.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
DC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, Rick, I just typed in Mercedes-Benz oil change, okay, on a search engine, and I posted on our website the responses, and it says here that the dealer will do one, and it'll cost between $200 and $400, and they'll also, you know, do an inspection. Another one says about $150. Another one says, you know, you can do it yourself between $50 and $60. Another one says the shop is going to cost between $170 to $200. Rick, we're talking about an oil change. Now, a typical Mercedes gasoline engine V6, V8 holds about 8 quarts of oil, and you can buy, and they recommend Mobil 1 synthetic at Mercedes. So you're looking at about $5 a quart. That's $40 for the oil. Between $6 and $10 for the filter if you buy it. So, I mean, it's incredibly expensive to have your car serviced at a dealership today. It's absolutely
positive. And that's to keep it in warranty. That's the other part of that equation. If you do it yourself, it is no longer in warranty.
Well, that's what they claim. But you know, if you have receipts for the oil and, you know, the brand of oil and the
The other part of it is filter. Mobil 1 is not Redline. And Redline oil is all that I will even think about using in my 280Z. Redline oil.
Tell us
that's it.
Yeah, tell us about Redline.
Redline is a developer high-end rockets. It doesn't break down. That means if you put Redline oil in your vehicle, the likely is you will never have to change it because it doesn't gunk. However, I do anyway, but Mercedes wants you to change your oil every 2,000 miles rather than 3, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well,
you know,
Mercedes
has German engineering at its very highest. However, if you do maintain your Mercedes, that will run like a Swiss watch. It will. That's what I have discovered about Mercedes, you know, and the Audi and some of the other German manufactured vehicles. They're really well engineered right down to the oil that it uses. It's about batteries, however. You know, the fact that they design these batteries used in all vehicles, you can set your watch to it. It's more accurate than a Swiss watch in terms of when it wears out and is off warranty.
You know, it's interesting you say that, Rick, because I purchased a used Mercedes, several weeks ago. It was a 2000 model. And I was doing some cross-Missouri traveling, and I had some guests with me, some broadcasters, and I blew a head gasket on my truck. So I didn't have time to fix it, so I bought this used Mercedes, and I love it. It's a V8. It's a model 430E. And I really, really love this vehicle. And the battery The battery for this one is under the rear seat where it stays nice and cool. So it's not in the trunk where it gets hot. Well, I mean, it does get hot in the cab, but, you know, when you're not driving, if the vehicle's in the sun. But I think that's a great location for a battery, as long as it doesn't go flying if you're in an accident. But I really think it's a great location if it's ventilated and the fumes from charging get ventilated outside the cab. So I kind of like that idea that it's not in the trunk and it's not in the engine compartment where it gets really hot and the lifespan of the battery is diminished because of the underhood temperatures. So I thought that was kind of neat. And that was the only car. Well, actually, I guess the Porsche. I think there was a model of Porsche that had a battery inside the cab. Other than that, you don't see many batteries inside the cab, do you?
No, they like to have it right there because there's grounding problems. There's all kinds of problems with batteries. They leak. They leak everywhere.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Hey, Rick, you know, the X-Files, you're the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. When we come back, would you share with us who the smoking man was? I think those new to our class would love to know who, well, the smoking man, Scully, and what was the purpose of the X-Files? I mean, was it really the FBI or was it the U.S. Navy? We come back. Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
There you go. That's it for hour number two. We'll talk about the X-Files and the characters and the purpose. Dr. Richard Alan Miller, RichardALANMiller.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.